Secretary Blinken has a history of being very strong and forceful in holding perpetrators of human rights abuses accountable. He has done that in Burma. He's done that in other places. The suffering, as you note, in Ethiopia has been catastrophic proportions. So we are concerned, actually, that the United States government is going to normalize its relations with Ethiopia, and that Secretary Blinken will not have that kind of public or private tough message.
About that, what should be the minimum threshold for normalizing relations with Ethiopia, do you think?
I think Addis and President Abiy have a very long way to go to get normalized, should have a very long way to go to get normalized relations with the United States. You know, the United States Secretary Blinken and President Biden have been very strong in their rhetoric about democracy and human rights. But what we've seen in Ethiopia is a backsliding on democracy. Absolutely. And of course, these atrocities in Tigray and in other regions, and those atrocities, the abuses are ongoing. And so at the very minimum, they need to stop. We have seen detentions. We have seen sexual violence. All of this after the secession of hostilities agreement. The secession of hostilities agreement has brought some relief to some populations, and that's important. We do want to give credit where credit is due. But again, abuses are ongoing. Aid cannot get to certain places. Help for victims of sexual violence is nowhere to be seen. Detentions continue. There's a lot that needs to happen before the U.S. and Ethiopia should have that kind of handshake of a friendly relationship.
We have heard those reports, too, where people are still being raped and killed, civilians in Ethiopia, well after the peace deal was signed in November. So what does Blinken sit down and say to Abiy Ahmed? What does he say?
Well, I think Blinken needs to demand an immediate end to abuses of civilians across Ethiopia from President Abiy. And I think what I would really like for Secretary Blinken to say is, look, we've got intelligence and documentation of atrocities from the past 2+ years of this happening in your country. We need you to know that we can make an atrocity determination based on what we have, and we will. That's what I hope he will say.
A lot of people have a problem with Secretary Blinken sitting down with the Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, just sitting down with him even, if he's the guy in charge of these forces who committed all these atrocities. He may not have done it with his own two hands, but he was in charge. So how do you rectify that?
I mean, Human Rights Watch is not against engagement or diplomatic engagement. Sometimes that is the way that you need to go in order to get accountability and justice. It's really a matter of how you use that engagement. So if he's going to sit down with President Abiy, then I would hope that he's going Prime Minister Abiy. He is going to need to have some very, I hope, strong words about the ongoing abuses and certainly the atrocities that happened before. And it is not just, Abiy and Ethiopian authorities. There are lots of warring parties involved here, including Eritrean forces, Tigrayan forces. You know, this is a complicated situation, and there are many victims from many of those warring parties. Justice is needed for all of them.